Former Georgia State Patrol Commander Don Stultz has passed away. Stultz spent roughly 40 years in law enforcement, working his way from trooper to captain and overseeing operations across 14 North Georgia counties. After retiring, he remained active in the community and ran for sheriff in Walker County in 2024. Tributes are pouring in from across the region. Hamilton County Sheriff Austin Garrett called Stultz a law enforcement legend who loved the patrol and served with distinction. Stultz was the last trooper to drive the state patrol's iconic Mustang in the 1990s. He was featured on the TV series Real Stories of the Highway Patrol. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. The Walker County Sheriff's Office is warning residents about a phone scam involving callers posing as deputies. Officials say several people have reported calls claiming they missed a court date and could face penalties. The Sheriff's Office stresses that it does not make those type of calls. Residents are urged not to give out personal or financial information to unknown callers. If you receive a suspicious call, hang up and immediately report it to local law enforcement. Two felony arrests in Walker County on Monday. 35-year-old Dylan Michael Hamilton was booked on a possession of a Schedule 2 charge. 38-year-old Corey Allen Francisco was arrested on a probation violation. You can view the complete arrest report. It's updated every day at discoverwalker.com. We've got more news right after this. Today marks exactly 1 month remaining until graduation for Lafayette High School. The graduation is set for Friday, May the 22nd at 8 p.m. Graduation takes place at Jack King Stadium on the LHS campus. Georgia Senator John Ossoff is urging Congress to crack down on insurance practices that delay or deny medical care. Ossoff says patients are paying high premiums but still facing barriers to treatment, often due to prior authorization requirements. He cites research from Johns Hopkins University linking those delays to worse health outcomes. Data shows millions of care requests are denied each year. Ossoff is calling for legislation to hold insurers accountable, speed up approvals, and prevent improper denials of care. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.